Okay, shalom to everybody. Can you hear me? Yeah, great. We have a very interesting piska today, continuing the Gemara that we saw last time with the famous, what have the Romans done for us? And we saw two of the three opinions. We saw that Rabbi Yehuda speaks in favor of the bridges and the marketplaces, and he focuses on the good. And then we saw Rabbi Yossi, who also sees the good and also sees the bad, and he decides not to comment on the issue, not for or not against. And Rabbi Yehuda was given the prize because he praised the Romans. The Romans gave him the honor of being the first to get the floor whenever he wants to speak. Rabbi Yossi was exiled to Tzipori, and let us see the Gemara in source number one. I brought it for you. Davku Rav Kook makes two beautiful, really beautiful diukim here. So the Gemara Masechet Shabbat Lamed Gimel Amud Bet. Diyatvi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon v'yativ Yehuda ben Gerim Gabayu. Again, what we saw last time, that Yehuda, the son of converts, was sitting there in the Beit Midrash. Patach Rabbi Yehuda v'amar, kama na'im ma'asen shel uma zu. How great are the Romans, their actions. Tiknu shvakim, notice the order. They made marketplaces. Tiknu gesharim, they made bridges. Tiknu merchatzot, and they built bathhouses. Notice the order. Rabbi Yossi shatak, and he, no comment. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai comes down hard on the Romans. Right, all they did was for their own selves, for their own selfish pleasure. Tiknu shvakin lohoshiv ben zonot. They built marketplaces to put prostitutes for themselves. Merchatzot. Notice, I promise I have seen this Gemara tens, maybe 30, 40 times. Not once did I ever notice that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai changes the order. And here Rav Kook notices that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, after marketplaces, moves up the merchatzot, the bathhouses. And then he says, and what did they build bathhouses? To la'adin behen atzman, to spoil themselves. And number three, they build gisharim, not for us, says Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. They build bridges, litol behen meches, in order to collect taxes from all the people who want to travel. So one of already foreshadow a beautiful chidush, that Rav Kook was the first one that I ever noticed, that noticed the change of the order. And the second question that we're going to deal with today, Rav Kook is going to deal with, okay, we saw Rabbi Yehuda, he focuses on the good, and there is that approach, and it's important. Then we saw Rabbi Yossi, who's not naive, he sees the good and the bad. But what is the good of the approach of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who just seems negative and pessimistic, and he focuses on the bad, and everything the Romans did was for the wrong reason? Rav Kook explains as follows. Paragraph 2. This is from Enaya, paragraph 261 in chapter 2. Micha'ato shel Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai al koach hara hapoel. The reason why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is so strong against the power of evil, the Romans, afilu biyoto poshet tlafav umitkase bilavush atov ve'achesed, knowing full well that the Romans, in Chazal, rabbinic literature, the Romans are likened to the pig who sticks out his hooves and says, look, I am kosher. In other words, outwardly, externally, the Romans, they mishachleled, they perfected the world, and they built this, and they built that. Look outside, I am kosher, says the pig. But we all know that there are two signs of kashrut. It's not just enough to have split hooves like the pig does, but you have to be kosher inside and also chew your cud. And that is where the Romans and the pigs get thrown off. Let's see, Rav Kook is here relating to this famous picture of why the Romans and afterwards the Christians are likened to the pig, where externally it seems nice, it seems moral, everything seems good in Christianity. The problem is inside, where they bit off more than they could chew, and in the name of morality and love and turn the other cheek, slap me here too, and resist not evil, and the meek shall inherit the earth, and all those famous Christian slogans, the Christians killed more Jews than the Muslims did. The Christians were really, really evil. And the question is, if they raised the flag of morality, they did away with all of the practical mitzvot. Remember, the original Christians were from Jews. The original Christians put on tefillin, and they did netilat yadayim, and then somewhere along the line, they chucked out all of the practical mitzvot, and they said, let's focus just on morality, be a good person. And the problem is that everything became eternal, external. Everything was external. And if you don't have a Shulchan Aruch to define what does it mean to be a good person, if you don't have a Shulchan Aruch to tell you how much to give charity is considered good, then what happens is you just talk about morality, turn the other cheek, etc., etc. But inside, the Christians were really, really evil and corrupt. Let's see it inside, where I brought for you from Rashi, simply because all of us learned Rashi in elementary school. Rashi in Source 3, it's really from Chazal, but he brings the whole story here. Esav, you remember Yaakov had, Yitzchak had twin sons. There is Yaakov, the tzaddik, and Esav, who is the evil. Esav haya nimshal lichazir. Esav in rabbinic literature is likened to the pig. And again, always remember, Esav symbolizes Rome, who we're talking about, and also the Christian world. Shne'emar, there's a pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Peh, Yikarsemena Chazir Miyar. Anybody who lives in Kochav HaShachar knows the problem and the destruction of wild pigs, Chazirei Bar. And so does David HaMelech when he writes Tehillim. It's actually Mizmor LaAsaf. He writes that Yikarsemena is written in the future. And that the pigs don't just ruin the crops in the past, chew up the crops, but it is a future thing that also the Romans, also the Christians, are like those same pigs. By the way, parenthetically, together with the Christians and the Romans likened to pigs, there are the Persians who are likened to bears, and the Greeks who are likened to lions. Maybe I should have brought that source, to show that each one of the superpowers who subjected the Jewish people during exile is likened to a certain animal. But what is unique about the pig? Hachazir hazeh keshu shochev, when he lies down, poshit tlafav, he lies down with his feet out as if it were he is showing, I have split hooves, I am kosher. Re'ush ani tahor, look how kosher, how pure I am. Kach elu, so too the Christians. Gozlim v'chomsim umarim atzmam kesherim. They steal and they pillage, but they show themselves as if they are moral. Kol arba'im shana ya Esav tzad nashim mitachat yad baleihen umaneotan. Esav used to take women, married women, away from their husbands left and right. Kshaya ben arba'im, but all of a sudden when he is 40 years old, right, his father Yitzchak got married at the age of 40. Esav wants to deceive, again, to externally deceive Yitzchak and say, I want to be like you. I want to be a tzaddik. And he says, Abba ben arba'im shana nasa isha. Yitzchak married Rivka when he was 40. Afaniken, so too I want to marry at the age of 40. And we all remember other midrashim where Esav tells Yitzchak, please, Father, tell me, how do I take ma'aser from salt? We all know you don't take maaser from salt. But Esav really was not interested in taking maaser. He wasn't tithing. What he was interested in is in fooling Yitzchak to think that he is righteous, to give him the firstborn. In other words, all the way back to Esav, we're dealing with this external kosher, internally non-kosher. This is seen also in the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph Zayin. That's the pasuk where it says that a chazir ki mafris parsa huvishosa shesa parsa. He has split hooves all the way through. It seems like the pig should be glatt kosher, but v'hu gera lo yigar tamei olachem. You can't eat the pig because internally he doesn't chew his cud. Source number 5, Yalkut Shimoni. Chazal tell us in the Midrash, Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Chilkiah, b'shem Rabbi Simon, Kol anavi'im lo pirsimua, elashnaim. Nobody blew the Romans' cover except two. Number one, Asaf, as it says, the pasuk in Tehillim that we read before, Yikar semena chazir miyar, that they pig out like the wild pigs. Umoshe, and Moshe, in the Torah, as he says, that the chazir ki mafris parasahi, again, that the pig is just externally kosher. Lama moshla kechazir, why are the Romans, and afterwards the Christians, likened to pigs? Elama chazir ze b'sha'a shu rovetz u'poshet lafav lo maruni shani tahor, kach umazu gozelet v'chomeset v'neret ki'ilu matzad bima. It's just an act. The Romans put on an act of law and order and justice, but they themselves, they're really corrupt. And then the Midrash tells a story. Ma'aseh b'shilton echad b'kesarin, a governor in the city of Caesarea, in the land of Israel, a Roman governor. Shayah horeg min ha'afim v'ganavim v'mechashvim. He put to death the those who did adultery, those who stole, those who dealt in witchcraft, law and order, kill them all, put them all to death. Ve'amru sanklitin, but that Roman governor's advisors said, she'asah shloshtan b'layla echad, that governor, he did adultery, and he stole, and he did witchcraft, all on the same night. In other words, we're talking about hypocrisy. Now, before we go back to the Enaya, I just want to show you how this idea of seeing Christianity and the Romans as hypocritical is a common theme in the writings of Rav Kook. Let's look together in Source 6 in the Book of Orot, page 22. Ha'olam umlo'o lo'or Yisrael mechakim. The world is waiting for the light of Israel. Lo'or elyon, a godly spiritual light, shel bihirut tihilat shem Hashem, with a pure monotheism, not Trinity, not attributing to a man godly powers like the Christians do, but pure monotheism. Shel amzu yatzar lo, El Lisaper Tilato, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, that Hashem created the Jewish people in order to sing his praise. What is the praise of God? Imitatio Dei, to be like God, to be Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, merciful, kind. Hayidia minuchelet mi birkat Avraham, Baruch le'el elyon, kone shamayim va'aretz. This is the blessing that we have from our forefathers, Avraham, who discovered and brought to the world the God of the heavens and the earth. Do you all see what Rav Kook is talking about? The Christians talk about the God in the heavens, but they don't bring God down to earth. They don't tell you in the Shulchan Aruch how much charity to give. They don't have a law and order system. They don't have Chosha Mishpat. They don't talk about damages. Adarabah. The famous quote from Christianity, give unto Caesar that which is give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and give unto God that which is God's. In other words, what belongs to Caesar? That's the physical world, politics, money, economy, law and order. So what's left for God? Religion. Show up in church every Sunday for an hour. Talk about Mr. God. Talk about morality. But they do not bring God and his godly morality into this physical world because they did away with all of the practical mitzvot. Lo chezyonot lev, lo musar enosh. The world is waiting for the light of Israel, not a theoretical goodness like Christianity, not a man-made morality like Christianity and the Western society. By the way, Western society, to a large extent, American society, also goes in this Christian direction. Lo rak chefetz hagun v'tziur tov, not just to have good intentions and to dream of a messianic world where there a lion will live with the lamb, but in the meantime, you crusade and kill millions of people on the way. Lo hefkerut ha'olam ha'chomri b'chol arachav. We are not like the Christians who totally abandoned the physical world. They don't have laws of family purity. They don't have laws of what to eat and what to wear and what to say and how to deal with money. They totally did away with having a just state, having a righteous medina. Lo azuvata guf b'yisod orlato. What did the Greeks, the Romans do? They stopped doing circumcision. The Christians stopped doing circumcision. Why? They just left the body as it was, without perfecting anything, without doing any practical mitzvot. Just like they don't have a Shulchan Aruch, how to detail and define what it is to be moral, they also define what the Torah says, calls about Brit Milah, circumcision. They say that it is symbolic, and tefillin is symbolic, and lulav and shofar, they're all symbolic. And therefore, their religion, Christianity, became totally theoretical, symbolic, dreaming of a better world, but they really ignored the practical mitzvot that would have and will make this world a better place. They leave the body with its orla, with its foreskin. V'tumato, v'azuvata chayim v'achevra, Christianity again. They don't deal with life. They don't deal with, according to the Catholics, the original Christians, it's better not to work, right? The priests, they take three oaths of chastity, poverty, and obedience. They say, don't work for a living. If you're really religious, stay away from money. Don't work. Chevra. Society, stay away. Better, like Jesus did, he went out to the Judean mountains to meditate. He did not serve in the war against the Romans. He did not participate in the rebellion. And he actually did away with some of the practical commandments as well. Vamlacha, vamishtar. They ignored the idea that a Jewish state and kicking the Romans out, and the Bar Kokhba rebellion, and the Maccabean rebellion, the idea of having a Jewish state run according to morality, that's what Judaism is about. We are not just a religion. Because if you just talk about religion, and you don't bring morality and godly ideals into the state, into the social fabric, if you talk about leave unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, you really don't leave anything for God. And this is the tragedy of Christianity. Jump down to where it is highlighted. Bitul ha-mitzvot ha-ma'asiyot. The fact that the Christians did away with the practical mitzvot. Again, saying they're just symbolic. Asher yatsa mi'amin nutut tzadei eliluyuta. Which came as a result of Christianity and its paganism. The pagan aspect of not following the Torah. Lomar harbe v'shelo la'asot gam ma'at. The Christians talk a great game. They talk about morality and peace and turn the other cheek, but they don't do anything. in terms of implementing it. They don't have a moral state. They don't have a moral individual life. Hashkafat olam Elohit el yuna b'chol zohara she kosheret shamayim va'aretz, as opposed to the Torah of Israel, which connects the heavens and the earth. Gufu neshama, we connect the body and the soul. Again, God is perfect. If you really believe that God is perfect, then he doesn't make mistakes. He created the body and the soul. Emuna u'ma'aseh. Judaism believes also in faith, but also in being pragmatic, practical. That's the beauty of the Shulchan Aruch. Tziur u'mifalim. Dreaming and also practically applying it. Who is the Mashiach? The son of David. David was a political leader. He was super moral. He was a military leader. And also a spiritual, godly, idealistic person. Yefeh Admoni im Yefeh Einayim. He was a fiery gingy, but with beautiful eyes. Ishiyut vechevra. Olam hazeh v'olam haba. That is the beauty of the dream of Israel. Where does it come from? Paragraph Gimel. Ve'olam ha'goy kachahu. The non-Jewish world is talking about Christianity. This is the way they are. Murkav mechulak, ein achdut leguf im haneshama. Just like they divided, quote-unquote, God into the Trinity, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So too, they do not really believe in the unity of the physical and the spiritual. Being one, created by one God. Ein chibur v'itmazgut pnimit l'ruchaniyut olam v'gashmuto. They do not see harmony in the physical and the spiritual world. Ein kesher pnimi bein ma'asim v'rachashei nefesh. They do not connect the yearning of the heart with our actions. Hashituf, that is the Rambam's word for Christianity. The partnership, where they look at the physical and the spiritual and the Father and the God and the Son as separate entities. This is, brings the tragedy, skip down to the end of that paragraph, Gimel. Sharishava chashicha zot mirima barosh. When this darkness and evilness picks up their, raises their head, v'mitameret l'mifchar mavayav, and claims their ta'avot, their desires, kama otzrot rasha klulim tachat sheker nora v'ayom zeh. How much lie and deceit and evil there is. Sheyesh lo tlafei chazir, these Christians who put out their hooves like the pig. Again, chazal like in the Christians and the Romans to the pig. Hamid pashtot lein kol over lemor ru'ush ani tahor. Look how moral I am, look how kosher I am. What is the difference? In Israel, let's skip down to source number 7. Yisrael anoseh shelo kulo hu kodesh kodashim. The chidush of Am Yisrael is Holy of Holies. What is the Holy of Holies in the Holy Temple? There is gold there, and there are idols there, and it is a man and a woman, the kruv and the kruvit. And it seems physical, but we reveal the godliness in the physical. Ve'arzo, our land is the holy land. Usfato, our national language is the holy language. Ve'chol arachav kulam kodeshem, everything that we do, even chaklauto, even farming, we're about to celebrate Tu Bishvat, everything in Am Yisrael reveals godliness, the unity, the harmony of the spiritual in the physical. And this is one of the reasons you now understand why the land of Israel is so important to Judaism. The land of Israel is also physical and also spiritual, and it unites the two. This is the Torat Chaim, the living Torah. Let's go back to the Gemara Masechet Shabbat. So Rav Kook, again, where were we up to? Here. We're in the middle of paragraph 2. Again, that the pig, the Romans, externally, they present themselves as moral, And externally here in the land of Israel, they built bathhouses, and they built bridges, and they built marketplaces. Go, you see where it's in bold letters. Rak l'tovat atzmo. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, don't be naive. The Romans are so evil that even when they do something that seems positive externally, like Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, the bathhouses are good, they internally, even that is crooked and corrupt. Ulara lichlal achevra enoshit. They don't care about mankind. The idea of the Romans is to conquer the world. They didn't do it for the Jews, for their colonies. They did it in order for them to collect taxes, for them to have prostitutes, for them to have, what do we leave out? Marketplaces. Okay, now Rav Kook is going to go into the symbolism. Paragraph Bet. Al ken amar, kevan shein shum mabat shel tzedek. Because the Romans do not talk about justice like we do. They don't want to have a just state, a righteous state, Malchut David, the state of Israel. But they just talk about benefit. Let's have good bridges. Let's enjoy life. They don't talk about Chesed Eloki. Again, what is Chesed Eloki? Altruism. Why did God create the world? All right, when God created the world, it is like the Romans building for us bathhouses and marketplaces. But God did it out of altruism, selflessness, as opposed to the Romans who are selfish. What is this concept of being altruistic? We've learned in the past, the Datvunot Ramchal writes, why did God create the world? All right, God is perfect. He doesn't need anything. So why did he create the world? The answer, altruism. God is altruistic, which means that even if he's perfect and doesn't take anything, altruism is selfless giving, to give without getting anything in return. Olam chesed yibaneh. God created the world out of chesed, the exact opposite of the Romans, who, out of a love for themselves, out of an animalistic ta'avot, again, for prostitutes and for the bathhouses. Again, Rav Kook is already going to, I'll foreshadow a drop. He's going to say that the bathhouses, it doesn't say that the Romans built them for cleanliness, which would be good. They built them to spoil themselves. Let's see it inside. In paragraph Gimel. Alkein, lo yiklu apu'lot afilu et mataratana krova. Even marketplaces that could and should have a good goal, like Rabbi Yehuda said last time, what is the ideal of a marketplace? So that all of society will benefit. You sell to me, I sell to you. The Romans did not even do it for benefit. Why did they do it? To put prostitutes there. Notice, Rav Kook is making a totally different hinge on the world. Whereas, usually Christianity talks about physical as opposed to spiritual. Stay away from the physical, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And spiritual is good, right? They say that the woman and pitui were created by the devil, and the good was created by God. So the Christians are always worrying about the physical is bad, swear off it. Chastity, poverty, obedience, stay away from the physical, and you will be spiritual. Notice, Rav Kook says that the physical also is meant to be good. Again, we believe in real monotheism, in a good God. All of creation, the physical is good. So what is the idea of bathhouses? If they would make it for cleanliness, for health, that would be good. But they do it to spoil themselves. Rav Kook goes on in paragraph Gimel. What did they do? The idunim, gasim uprutim. They spoiled themselves. They didn't build the bathhouses for cleanliness. Shiloh abriyut megamatan ki'ima idun. Shemachzirat amitad nameless sof lechushim umifunakim. What's the British idea of the bathhouse? To spoil yourself. To become weak. Richokim mikol avoda. Hare, we believe that work is an ideal. They see the ideal as spoiling. And again, girl, this is the Western society till today. Eat, drink, and be merry. Verekim mikol gvura. Those bathhouses they saw for pleasure. Not to strengthen themselves. Not to make themselves healthy. And the same thing with gisharim. The same thing with bridges. Bridges could and should, like everything physical, be good. Because the physical is not bad. Use it for good, which is what? To lichaber, to connect between nations, between states, cooperation. What did the Romans do it for? Even when they did something good like bridges, they did it to collect money for themselves, to tax the people who passed on the bridges. Instead of using the bridges for kalkala, economy, which is good, Mishpacha Enoshit, globalism, that is good. They use it for the bad. In other words, and this is the main point, what Rav Kook is doing is he is showing that there are three levels. There is the first, most basic, low level is the Romans, who used the physical for pleasure, to spoil themselves, for prostitutes. That is the lowest level. Christianity is a little improvement, where Christianity realizes the problem in the Romans using the physical for hedonism, for bad. And what Christianity did is they said, okay, if the physical is bad, let's stay away from the physical. And what the Christians did is they basically oversimplified life. They said there is physical, there is spiritual. That's good, that's bad, that's black, that's white. What's the problem? It's not true. God does not make mistakes. There is goodness in family life. There is goodness in health. There is goodness in work. There is goodness in economy. There's goodness in globalization. All of the things that the Romans did could have been used really for good. And that's what we in Am Yisrael do. That's the third and highest level. Again, the Romans say that the physical is for pleasure. The Christians, Catholicism, they say that the physical simply is bad. But again, it's unrealistic because you can't live that way. Imagine if all of the Catholics would be religious and not get married like their priests, there would not be a second generation, right? And what happens when you give ideals which are oversimplistic and not realistic and don't deal with the complexity? You throw everything out of balance. And that explains, Rav Kook, is why the Christians got to absurd, where they talk about morality, 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 turn the other cheek, but they themselves inside were corrupt and were evil, and they killed millions of Jews in the different crusades. Why? Because they oversimplified life. They just said good, bad, spiritual, physical. And they turned the spiritual and moral ideas into a joke. Because if you say there is Caesar and there is God, and there really is nothing left for God, you're turning it into a joke. If you do away with the practical mitzvot, like the Christians did, you're not going to have halachic definitions of what does it mean to be a good person. How not to speak bad. How to return a lost object. How to thank God even when you go to the bathroom, etc., etc. The high super level of morality of the Shulchan Aruch was unfortunately thrown out the window. That's the second approach. What is the third and highest level? That is the level of Israel. which does not just differentiate between physical and spiritual. We differentiate between selfish physical pleasure and altruistic society where the physical and the spiritual are both good. In other words, we differentiate between good and bad, not between physical and spiritual. And even when we talk about bad, there really is no topic which is bad. Because again, even bathhouses are meant for good, and the marketplaces are meant for good, and the economy is meant for good, and everything is meant for good. So if so, it's not good really against bad, but it's good against selfish bad. Rav Kook in Orot HaKodesh says that that which appears to us to be bad is hatov hamitaveh. It is a gradual goodness. We have to follow the 613 mitzvot to bring out the godliness in marriage, to bring out the godliness in food, the godliness in dress, the godliness in speech. In other words, lit atar panui minei. In the words of the Zohar, there is no place void of God. Christianity limited God to the church. Judaism says the entire world, melo chol haaretz kivodo, because that's what real monotheism is about. Real monotheism is about imitatio Dei, imitating an altruistic God who is perfect. God is perfect, he doesn't need to take anything. So what does he do all day? He gives. That is the God that we imitate. So what Rav Kook is saying here in understanding, oh, we didn't get into why did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai change the order. He changed the order because he wants to show the idea of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that he puts the shvakim, the marketplace, not together with the bridges, like the original order, like Rabbi Yehuda, which would have been good. Because the idea of a bridge is to bridge between countries, between nations. And that, if the marketplace would have been like the bridge to bridge between people, so that would have been good. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai changes the order. And he says that the marketplace are like the bathhouses. Bathhouses the Romans used to spoil themselves. Not to strengthen themselves, not to be healthy, but to spoil themselves. And that is also why they made the shvakim, the marketplaces, to put the prostitutes there, where again, they're using the physical world to corrupt themselves, and in doing so, they became an impractical, an unrealistic, and a simplistic immorality, rather than the high morality that they talk about. We, in religious Zionism, talk about having a moral, godly, harmonic Jewish state where religious leaders harmonize the physical and the spiritual, where we give unto God also that which is Caesar's.